Rehabilitating a community is a multifaceted process. One program aims to give Kinstonians, and especially Kinston youth, a new, productive focus. Common Ground of Eastern North Carolina is a gardening-based, nonprofit community effort started by Kinston native Lee Albritton and church leader Reverend Julian Pridgen of St. Augustus AME Zion Church.
He and I were just becoming increasingly concerned about young people in our rural communities and their not having access to many resources or opportunities. We didn't see anybody in Greene, Jones, or Lenoir County that was doing that kind of work with young people and thought that our communities needed it and especially our young people needed.
The initiative has multiple goals, from teaching agricultural and other technical skills to beautifying the Kinston area. Albritton says that the idea is not an original one, but came from observing the success of other community gardens across the nation. Over the past 15 months since the idea's inception, Common Ground has raised and invested over $25,000 in the program. The current site of the Common Ground Community Garden is in a 5-acre, formerly vacant plot near Granger Stadium, previously the home of the Kinston Indians baseball team. The area is utilized not only for food production, but also as a neighborhood park.
It's going to be a real unique resource that would allow children and their families to come down and enjoy the outdoors differently than just your regular playground. It's going to have things that really sort of celebrate the unique natural features of the site. So we'll have opportunities or a resource there for people to come out and enjoy the outdoors and engage in physical activity. And also, if they want to, learn about growing their own food and using sustainable techniques.
Albritton hopes that Common Ground will be educational for rural youth in more ways than one.
We are a poor community, and it's hard to engage all these young people in ways that can keep their interest. And kids are going to be kids. Sometimes kids choose to do dumb things that wind up hurting other people and other property owners. Things that a gang might offer a young disenfranchised person, we want to step in there and offer them a healthy alternative.
Currently, the program is operated in allotment style, with families, individuals, or groups paying $35 a year for a plot of land to garden and being responsible for the food it produces. Many groups who own plots, including various local churches, donate their garden's yield to the soup kitchen. At least 10% of the garden's crops must be donated directly to charity. However, Common Ground likes to focus on promoting accountability for individuals by forcing gardeners to take the initiative to pay for their own plots, either directly with money or by putting in volunteer hours, known as sweat equity. Albritton hopes that building this infrastructure and developing the land will soon lead to expansion into Greene and Jones County and what he refers to as Phase 2, where Common Ground begins to work more directly with at-risk youth in the Kinston area.
Community gardens have the potential to do so many things, not just increase access to healthy food and help reduce hunger. And certainly, Pastor Pridgen and I's original idea was to eventually get to the point where we're teaching young people how to grow organic produce, give them an opportunity to market organic produce either at the very successful Kinston Farmers Market or at a farmers market that they themselves run and can earn a stipend, make money legally, and learn how to run a business.
The Kinston community has responded positively, and the garden continues to develop. Support has come from Kinston's Farm Bureau and from local churches, as well as from a constant flow of volunteers. Common Ground has no paid employees.
I was expecting a lot of skepticism and a lot of just apathy, and really been surprised at how excited the parts of the community that we've been able to get the word out here in Kinston. It's an ongoing task, but it is encouraging to hear people talking in really positive ways about what's growing out there.
This community restoration program addresses the problem of the spiking crime rate from multiple angles. Unexpectedly, the beautification of Kinston is not merely a sideshow. Pride in one's environment is a key point in the list of goals for Common Ground, and also a key to reducing crime. Albritton means this not only in an abstract sense, but also in a quantifiable way.
Might sound a little cheesy that tree planting can have you know, public safety ramifications. They've done studies in other communities that communities with significant tree planting programs have reduced crime. And it's all about changing the look of the landscape. And I've had people tell me when you step outside and you see a hard environment around you, it hardens your soul.
Allbritton thinks that holistic methods like the Common Ground Community Garden can effectively save the community money and offer long-term solutions for slowing the increase in crime.
We don't have to spend all our money on building new jails and putting more policemen on the streets and enforcing curfews. We've got to have a multi-pronged approach. And maybe what's missing here is some way for kids to really participate in the civic life of our community.
Next month, a mixed nut and fruit orchard will be planted on Common Ground's land. If you are interested in participating, contact information can be found on Common Ground of Eastern North Carolina's Facebook page. For Public Radio East, I'm Emily Bird.